Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Life's the Vibe Unfiltered with yours truly, moi, Emily, as your host. So, yay, we made it through another week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the little Nashville bonus episode that I dropped. And also, hopefully you were able to take some time and practice your visualization manifestation. I had a few people reach out to me, and I love hearing your feedback as well as your questions that you have for me. So keep them coming. I'm here for it. And let's just go ahead and take a drink of water so we stay hydrated. A deep breath, because today's episode is going to be about recharging yourself and the importance of rest. Let me take a drink of water here. There's nothing as refreshing as room temperature water, you guys. Okay, one little tidbit about me, because I want to, you know, you can slowly get to know the ins and out of my everyday or my preferences even. So I always order my sodas, my water, with no ice. Even at home, bottles of water and stuff are not put in the fridge. Unless I'm getting ready for a workout, then I need it very cold. That's just a little fun fact about me. I'm a no ice girl. And plus, I mean, it's more bang for your buck too. You guys ever see like one of those videos where they're pouring, I think Starbucks has a lot of them out. However, pouring out soda with ice and then comparing it to an order that had no ice. Like, you're getting a fraction of your drink, whatever it is. So there's that. And I have a family member, y'all. Let me just, I love this person for it. Like, so uniquely themselves. They actually order old fashions with no ice. So there you go. More liquor. Okay, let me get to it. Today, let's have a conversation about recharge and rest. So as y'all know, I just came back from Nashville, and so I thought this would be the perfect time to have this conversation with y'all, because I just went through a burnout, and I thought, well, let me share this, because I feel like burnouts happen so frequently in today's fast-paced world. My burnout was mainly mental and emotional, not as much physical, but I definitely was physically fatigued. So like my muscles were just like a tad achy more than usual, considering I haven't been like doing a full routine of the gym. So if you all suffer from burnout, let's try this. There are 5 things that I do if I feel like I'm in a burnout or if I'm just really exhausted. And honestly, I'm going to be like a little candid with y'all. I do this for sure once a week, just to keep myself a priority, because children, work, curiosity about entrepreneurship and like all the things, my brain is always moving in that direction. So I really need a day where I can just give to myself for a few hours and block everything out. So these 5 things are what I personally do. Feel free to tweak them to where it makes sense to you. But number 1 is, I say I need to eat my energies. Eating healthy foods, protein packed, you know, protein shakes. I personally make my own, but I love it's the Fairlife. I really like the Fairlife shake. I'm not a huge fan of the Muscle Milk. However, there's like a lot of, I think, double protein in there. So eating your energy. Fruits and vegetables, protein, and then you also need carbs, right? But what I guess I'm really trying to get across is not fast food, not eating out a bunch of fried foods, also making sure that you're hydrated. You know, we should be drinking a lot of water. a lot of water. I drink about a gallon a day, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but hey, my goal's a gallon, so I'm shooting for that. Number two is moving your body. Stay active. Or if you feel that burnout, take that time, put on your walking shoes, and get outside. If you're like me and you're in a place that has snow, or well, we just have snow here. So otherwise, if it's rainy or like not really good weather or whatever your reason might be, if you don't want to get outside, we need to be stretching. Let's do some yoga, even a walk around the house, doing some squats, some jumping jacks. I know it sounds goofy, but it really helps. Scientifically speaking, when you move and have an accelerated heart rate a bit and you just get your body, like the blood flowing good, what that does is it actually releases endorphins. And those endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, those are actually going to feed your brain. For me, it's like, and my heart, like I feel like a completely different person. So I absolutely love working out and moving. Three, I don't really enjoy this one, but I'm going to tell y'all because it actually works. And this is, again, my personal list. You might not have this issue that I have. So I need to lower my caffeine intake when I'm in the burnout. And something also, I think I've talked about it before, but for pertaining to cutting down my caffeine, I have some trouble, y'all, with some anxiety, especially if I feel burnt out. I feel out of sorts, and it's not that I feel anxiety all of the time during a burnout because I'm exhausted, but what I will say is that my anxiety comes from not being in my routine or feeling like I'm not doing what I usually do when I usually do it, and in the order of which I do it. So my personality is very routine based. My routine is probably my number one priority when it comes to myself, because I know that I thrive on a routine. And the moment that my routine is shaken up, I don't do so well and I have some anxiety. Having a burnout, which for me usually means that like my routine is messed up, which causes anxiety, which the burnout is not helping that. So then I tried to have caffeine, have a cup of coffee, an energy drink, something. And y'all, it like exploded my anxiety and just the really shitty feeling that I had was 10 times stronger than it was before. And I'm saying all this to say, if you have any of those experiences or even an adverse, I know some people don't get affected by caffeine. I would challenge you, if that's you, to cut back on it or eliminate it from your diet. There's not really a huge benefit to caffeine, such as energy drinks or coffee or soda. So I would challenge you to do that, because if it's not helping you stay awake and focused and alert, which caffeine definitely does for some people, why put it in your body? More caffeine definitely does not help sleep. Less caffeine will improve your sleep. So when you go into that REM sleep, you're going to stay in that REM sleep for a little bit longer. You are going to have a much easier time falling asleep and staying asleep. So again, with my burnout, it could go one or two ways, honestly. I'm very confusing. But so one way my burnout could go is I could be absolutely exhausted and just want to and just be a couch potato, not really have energy to do anything. The other type of burnout would be when I feel like I'm just screwing up. I feel like I'm lacking. And then I just like continue to try and push and push and push and try and figure it out. But y'all, I'm in burnout mode. So like, I can't figure shit out, honestly, because my brain, I'm mentally burned out and emotionally burned out. And for me, for both of those, it's debilitating when I'm burnt out like that, because I cannot make sense. I cannot have a complete thought process with an ending or a conclusion without being all over the place. To put it simply, I'm a whole hot fucking mess when I'm in a burnout in that way. And it's even a hot mess when I want to be a freaking couch potato. So that is the benefits for lowering caffeine. So number four is like basically directly following that. Sleep. Sleep is so important. I love my sleep. Oh my God, you guys, I love my sleep. So when I don't get it, that burnout happens so quick for me and the anxiety starts coming in. My ideal night would be like 7.5, 8 hours, or even maybe 9. Like I might push it to 9. I really love my sleep. I need my sleep. I do not operate very well with little to no sleep. I can definitely do it, but I want to follow that with after day 2 or 3 of doing that, I am burnout mode and I need a couple days to recoup. So really, for me, sleep is a priority. Number 5, I'm going to give you guys some examples just in case you're like, well, Emily, you basically said all of this in 1 through 4. And it simply states, be kind to yourself, right? Some examples of that would be binging your favorite TV show for an evening. Y'all, that is fine. You can do it. Okay. Binging, I'm saying like a steady 3-4 hours that you're just watching TV and enjoying the hell out of yourself. Have your favorite snack on the coffee table or play your favorite music, right? There's so many things that I know y'all enjoy. I could list them. I love reality TV. I enjoy cucumber salad. I love me some gummies like trolleys for sure, sour. I enjoy a face mask. Just having some me time. And that's what I'm saying. Be kind to yourself. You could even read a book. That is part of my me time as well. For me, like I told y'all earlier, I do this list or a variation of it depending on how I'm feeling. So this is my burnout list. So I'm like completely done. I'm burnt out. What I do on a weekly is I'm going to call it a maintenance list. And maintenance meaning I'm trying to keep myself from that burnout mode by filling my tank. And I have one day a week that I do this and I do it right when I get done from work. I will go to the store. I love me some lobster bisque. Oh my gosh, you guys, that's a weakness too. And it's a treat because I try and I do a pretty darn good job. I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to my diet. And I don't mean diet like I'm following a diet, but what I mean is my eating lifestyle or my eating habits, I'll say. So I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to that. However, on this one specific night a week, I go to the store when I'm done at work and I get myself either lobster bisque or a deli salad. Now that, y'all, I'll tell y'all about my weight loss journey in another episode, but that area of the grocery store is my weakness. Some people would say, what the heck? No, mine is a bakery. I don't crave sweets, but I do crave savory. And like, y'all, that deli part, that deli section of the store, let me tell you, it used to get me in trouble. But like I just said, I am far more disciplined now. So I will go and do that. One thing on doing my research that I just want to throw in there because I'm going to contradict it. And I want to put it out there for you guys to know that if you're in a burnout, they definitely, the people, the Google, the websites definitely encourage less alcohol consumption. So the burnout, you know, alcohol is a depressant. So if you're feeling burnt out, it can kind of get you in your own head or just make you feel lazy, or maybe it turns around and like you're the life of the party, but then you get back to reality and it's like, well, what the hell? Like, it's still shit. I still feel like shit. So less alcohol consumption is definitely suggested if you're in a burnout mode. And I'm going to say it again just because I just feel like I have to repeat myself. I don't know. But this is my maintenance routine. So I'll go get my deli or my soup of choice, and then I'll stop in the liquor department and I'll get a tall boy. I love me a good beer, y'all. And let me tell you, I have converted I feel like I've grown up and I big girl taste buds now because, and a lot of this was due to my my special person. Oh, okay. But he really introduced me to IPAs, y'all. Oh my gosh. And I am loving the Voodoo IPAs right now. So that of late has been my choice in the liquor department. However, I love a great Sauvignon Blanc. Between that and like Voodoo, honestly, are my go-tos. I don't really do domestic anymore, even Full Body Bud. Full Body Bud. Jeez, okay, that sounded weird when I said it so fast. Full Body Bud is not really my thing anymore. However, these Voodoos, they're kicking. If you're a beer lover, I would definitely suggest them and go for the orange one. That one's my favorite, and I feel like I've seen it around most places. If y'all aren't in my region or whatever, hopefully you can find it. And if you can, let me know what you think, because I'm a sucker for Voodoo beer. Let me make that clear. I'm a sucker for Voodoo beer. Anyways, then I go home. I get off my work clothes, wash my face, because that's like a thing I do. I draw myself a bath, and I'll bring my iPad in there. And y'all, this is maintenance, right? So I might do some work. I might do some editing in the tub. That's fine. I can do that because I'm still filling my cup with that, with the bath, with the salts in there, with the aromatherapies, with my candles going. Oh my God, it's such a vibe. And then my Voodoo beer or my glass of Sauvignon Blanc. After that, I spend my time after the bath getting myself, my skin, all of that back on track. But I'm definitely not perfect when it comes to my skin care routine at all. I have to say that. I don't wash my face every single night, which, yeah, I know, don't kill me. That's horrible. If I have any skincare enthusiasts out there, I know y'all are nailing me right now. But I feel like I really give myself the attention and the priority on my maintenance days. So I will do a full exfoliation, head to toe. I will do a face hydrating face mask, firming, depending on how I feel. And also, I can tell if I'm not having enough water. So my skin will definitely have its weeks where it needs help in the hydration nation. Okay, yeah. Your girl can definitely look dehydrated a little bit with my skin cells, you know? Like when you're fully hydrated, moisturized, all that stuff, you look vibrant and plump. I don't mean that in a negative way. Like your skin cells are happy and they plumped up and you look, you know, just, you look good. You're glowing, girl. You're glowing. So on my maintenance days, that is something that I do take an extra, you know, I would say 20 minutes or a half hour to really just focus on my skincare and my body routine, making sure, like I said, exfoliated, moisturized. If I do a foot mask or even just put like some coconut oil on my feet and put some fuzzy socks on, like that's a whole vibe. Get in some comfy PJs. I really think y'all, like I'm going to get into the sweatpants or pajama sets, but comfy ones, comfy, cozy ones. I am naturally a hot person. I'm a hot person, yeah. No, I run hot. My body temperature runs hot. So I have a lot of my house clothes are like shorts and t-shirts or pajama sets, shorts and short sleeves. So I think I'm gonna invest in some like cozy, comfy ones and just bring that vibe to my maintenance days. So once I'm all comfy cozy, I'm gonna eat. So after my maintenance in the bathroom, I will then warm up my soup, make myself a grilled cheese. I love a quesadilla. If I'm having something from the deli, I'll pair it with something I really like and I wouldn't normally eat. Also, if it's football season, which it is now, I am a sucker for some wings, and I'm just gonna tell you guys. My maintenance day is usually Thursdays. So that's why I say wings, because we have football on Thursdays. Thursday night football is definitely a thing, and your girl is definitely here for it. Now, wings are a definite option in football season. So I'll watch football, or I'll click back and forth between reality and football, or stream even something. Sometimes I have two screens going, and this is just what fills me. This is what makes me happy. Watching reality or some type of reality, and then having sports on. So yes, I know. Screen time is not being reduced in my maintenance nights at all. So it's actually probably increased because I'm running on two screens, right? So I'll do that variation. And then I will do a stretch, a 10-15 minute stretch session. And I go to bed. Yep, I sure do. I go to bed early because, as I told y'all, sleep is definitely a priority. So on my maintenance nights, I might go to bed at like 7, 8 o'clock. I'm not kidding you. I know that sounds so early, and you're probably thinking, I thought she's talked about having a child and a man and stuff like that. Well, with the schedules that we have, I definitely have some mama time to myself. So I take advantage of that because it doesn't happen often. With that being said, I can go to bed early. I could go to bed right away after work if I wanted to, but I would be up at like 11 p.m. So that's not happening. So that's how I end my night. And I wake up in the morning and I'm so refreshed, you guys. I feel like I can conquer the whole world. I have a whole different scope on my productivity for the day, even my curiosity and wanting to try new things. It's really heightened after I have a maintenance day or after I'm fully recharged from a burnout. And I absolutely love having my house with my boys in it and my pup. But like I said before, having that time to yourself, and my boy and my man are so good at allowing me to have my me time. So even if they were home, I would just close the door and I would do everything like I told y'all and then go in our room, and I would have my two screens going there. So I just want to throw that in there, that you can definitely take time to yourself and your husband, your significant other, your wife, whoever it may be, and your children. If anything, you're teaching them, and you can effectively communicate to them, this is very important to take care of ourselves. We should be our own priority. So, hey, oh my God, this just came in my head right now. What if we had a maintenance night? Like, each individual in the house does their thing. You go to the store, you all grab like the one or two things that really makes you feel good and warm and cozy and like happy inside, excited. What if you do that? I mean, we have family nights, we have, you know, family dinners, family game nights, friend nights, all that kind of stuff. Why not have a me night, and for the whole family, for the whole house? Oh my gosh. Okay. I love that idea. I love that. I absolutely am going to try that. So maybe by next week's episode, I'll have tried that and I'll let you guys know how it went for us, because I feel like that's really good. And it's teaching so much. I'm huge on teaching children and really anybody how important it is to take care of yourself and learn how to take care of yourself and spoil yourself. So those are the five things. I went off on a tangent, but I wanted to give you guys an example of what I do. So then if you do not have a maintenance night or even a maintenance 2 hours throughout the week, you have some ideas of what it might look like, and you can change that to whatever works for you. But definitely, as I always say, hear about your journey. I say that all the time, and a couple of you are starting to reach out, and I really appreciate that. Instagram is linked and stuff is coming on there, so you can reach out to me on there, Miss Visual Vibes. Otherwise, via email. That's how you guys have been reaching out. So whatever you guys feel comfortable doing and whatever's easier, just let me know, and I can make that a primary way for people to reach out. With that being said, I think that wraps up everything for this week's episode on recharging and rest. I would like to share with y'all that I am fully recharged and rested after my burnout from my Nashville trip, but it was so much freaking fun. It was worth the burnout. However, I am still getting my routine down because my schedule definitely shifted about a week to a week and a half before I left for Nashville, like significantly. So I was just trying to get that down, and then Nashville and everything else, life happens, right? So I am fully recharged, my cup is filled, and I'm looking forward to my maintenance day, my me time. But let me just recap those five things that I do personally that I think are very important and could significantly help you with a faster recharge and recover after burnout. So number one, eat your energy, eat healthy foods, stay away from fast food, move your body, do some stretches, some jumping jacks, go for a walk, a run, lift some weights, whatever moving looks like to you, as long as you're doing it, right? Like moving doesn't mean grabbing the remote control, right? Or texting or anything. That's not moving. I mean like physically getting up and doing something. Number three, lower your caffeine. It can improve your sleep. I went into all of that, but it's something that, again, works for me and I think would work for a lot of people when you're in that burnout phase. Number four, again, this is like one of my favorites, sleep. Get you some sleep. If you are somebody where people are reaching out to you all the time, you can do a mass email, mass text or something and be like, hey, phone's off for the rest of the night. I'll get back to you guys in the morning or something like that. But make sure you take that time and cut off the phone if it's something where people are going to be disrupting your sleep. And number five, be kind to yourself. It just goes without saying, I feel like, but we are our biggest criticizers, and geez, allude you, I know that all too well. I critique myself so much. So make sure you're doing that self-love, that self-talk, positive communication to yourself. All the things that I have talked about in previous episodes, implement them in your burnout. I would really love if you guys would take the time and create a list of five things that you will do next time you feel burnt out. And if you feel like sharing them, I would love that. Again, you can go to my Instagram. I would definitely be interested in kind of making this a community type vibe. So if you want to share your top five or your list of five things that you're going to do in a burnout for yourself with me, I feel like that's awesome, and feel free to do so. I am open-minded. I come with an open heart, and I just want us all to continue to kick ass, and we can't kick ass if we're burnt out. So let's create that list of five things for a burnout. And actually, I think it would be a good idea, create a list of five things for your maintenance nights or your maintenance hours or whatever you're able to do, but it's such a priority to set time aside for yourself each week. Be kind to yourself. So with all of that being said, I will leave you to have a fantastic week. I can't wait for the next episode. I'm loving this podcasting. So I appreciate y'all for being so supportive, so kind to me, and I'm patient as well while I'm learning the ins and outs of all of this. And I hope you have a great week and kick some ass. Until next time, y'all.